Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Welcome back to another episode of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. I'd like to talk about your financial net worth. Now remember, this is only your financial net worth and has nothing to do with your worth as a human being. As a human, we are all worthy, even if your net worth is minus $500,000, which for some people in medicine is quite possible due to our large student debt load. Remember, your financial net worth has nothing to do with your value and your worth as a human being. So now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about what net worth really is. So your financial net worth is basically a snapshot of your current household financial status. Before you can figure out how to get to where you want to go, you need to know where you currently are. Think about it. If you pull out a map and you can point to your desired destination, but you don't know where you currently are, then you don't know what direction to head towards. You can also think of your net worth in terms of money as your weight in terms of pounds. If you have a goal to gain or lose weight, then you should probably get on the scale to see where you are at now, and also at some point in the future to see what progress you have made. Likewise, someone who wants to work on their financial health should know where they are currently financially. And this is something you're going to want to look at again periodically to know how you are progressing towards your goals. In order to calculate your net worth, you're going to need to find all your assets and all your liabilities. Here, we're going to consider an asset anything that has economic value, and your liabilities is generally any debt you have or any money that you owe to others. Keep in mind that there are different definitions for assets and liabilities, but generally for net worth, this is how it's calculated. So I tend to do this on an Excel spreadsheet so that I can watch how my net worth grows over time, and actually that's been very motivating. Of course, depending on your current situation, it may not actually be fun to see what your net worth is, but remember, whatever that number is, it's neutral. The number is just your current circumstance and doesn't mean anything about what your future circumstance will be. So at this point, I encourage you to either go grab a pad of paper or get on your computer and start typing out all the different assets and accounts you're going to want to look up. We're going to make a list of all your assets and the accounts that hold your assets. So examples of assets include cash and cash equivalents, which are typically held in your savings accounts and your checking accounts and your money market accounts. Assets also include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or any index funds, which are typically held in brokerage accounts like Vanguard, Fidelity, Merrill Lynch, Robinhood, First Trade, Betterment, Wealthfront, or a whole slew of other places, but you kind of get the point. If you have any tax-deferred retirement accounts like your 401k, 403b, IRA, Roth IRA, or 457, those typically also hold stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and those type of assets. Make sure you include all your retirement accounts. So if you left a job previously and you had a retirement account there that you didn't roll over to your current retirement account or your IRA, then don't forget about that. Make sure to write that down too. You may also have a health savings account or HSA. If you have children, you may have 529 plans, which technically is money that you transfer to your children, but is still towards their education, which if you're putting money in their 529 plan, you're probably thinking that you'll be contributing significantly to your children's education. Your assets also include any real estate you own, and this will include your primary residence as well as any rental property you have. If you own any share in a business, like your private practice, then that is also considered an asset. Also, if you have ownership in an ASC or a syndication investment, those are your assets. You may also want to include the value of your car, and you can include the value as if you were to sell it today, which you can look up online at the Kelley Blue Book for its current resale value. If you have any valuable jewelry or artwork, you can also list that, but list what it would sell for, not what you bought it for. Once you've listed out all these accounts, you're going to next go and find either the last statement or get your password out and log in online to your account to find out just how much the current value is in each one of these accounts. So then you'll want to go to a spreadsheet and just go ahead and list out every account and list out the current value of each account. If you find this too tedious, there are different apps that can also help you with figuring out your net worth. Mint is a popular one. YNAB, or You Need a Budget, can also help you with this, as well as help with a spending plan. Personal Capital also has an app that allows you to do this. If you do Personal Capital, they will continue to contact you to try to sell you financial services, which you can say no to and just use their app. The next thing you want to do is now list out all your debts. So this is going to include your student loan debt, any credit card debt you have, any mortgages you have, any personal loans. Any money that you owe to anyone is going to be a liability to you, and you want to list all those out. Now, add up the value of all your assets and subtract the sum of all your debts. This is your financial net worth. If the value of your assets are greater than your debts or liabilities, then you have a positive net worth. If your debts and liabilities are more than your assets, you have a negative net worth. Now, I want you to pause this podcast until you have some time set aside and actually have done this exercise. Once you've calculated your net worth, come back and listen to the rest of this episode. I'm waiting right here for you. Okay, so have you calculated your net worth? What do you think about this number? How do you feel when you look at that number? Are you proud of this number? Is it completely neutral because you really don't have any context if it's good or it's bad? Are you embarrassed by this number? Does it seem kind of depressing when you actually think about what your net worth is? Remember, this number is neutral. It's your thoughts about your net worth that is causing you to have the feelings that you're having. So your net worth is your current results from your current beliefs about money. Remember, a belief is a thought that you keep on thinking, and we have to understand what our beliefs are about money in order to ultimately understand what our results are with money. How we think about money is what ultimately determines how much money we have. So what is your main thought about money? Maybe it's money is earned from hard work. And if that's the case, then you may feel like determined to work hard to make money. And your actions would be to, you know, work hard. You went to medical school, you worked hard, you studied, you went to residency, you continue to keep working hard. And then as attending, you keep working hard. You keep trying to see more patients. You think it's that hard work that's required to make more money. So you keep working harder and harder to try to make more money. And the amount of money that you have is amounted from that hard work. But again, if you keep working that hard and you think you need to work hard for money, then you may also think that I don't want to work this hard anymore, and then I won't have as much money. You're tying the money to hard work. Now, I want you to get out some paper and write down your thoughts about money. And I'm going to give you a lot of questions as prompts. So what do you think when you think about spending money? What do you think about saving money? About investing money? How do you feel you are with money? Do you think you're good with money, or do you think you're bad with money? Do you think money is the root of all evil, or have you heard that a lot when you were growing up? Do you think more money, more problems? What were you taught about money? What did your mom say about money? What did your dad say about money? What did you think about money when you were growing up? Did you think your family was poor, or that you had less than your classmates? Or did you generally have what you wanted or needed? How do you think about money when you got your first job? So one thing about me is that, you know, I grew up in a really nice middle-class neighborhood, but I didn't necessarily have a whole lot of contacts when I was young. So all I saw were my peers. And it just so happened that my schoolmates, you know, their parents tend to spend more on buying toys and gifts, and they would get things like bikes for their birthdays, whereas my parents were just a little bit more frugal and didn't buy us as many toys as I saw other people in my school having. So I got the sense that we were actually kind of poor, which is interesting because it was probably not the case. We were probably similar to a lot of the families in my neighborhood. It was just a priority where money was spent. And looking back on it now, you know, I think my family probably was totally fine, but they just had different priorities of where to spend money. How did you feel about money when you got your first job? What was your first job and how old were you when you got that first job? You know, I started working odd jobs like babysitting and dog walking. I don't know, early teenage, like even before that, probably age 12, you know, as soon as I could, because I did want to make some money. My parents actually had it where if we really wanted something like a bike, they would go 50-50 with us. We'd have to save up half of it and they would pay for the other half. And in retrospect, I thought this was a really good way to teach the value of money. What did you think about money when you went to college? Did you have to take out loans for college? What were your thoughts about signing those loans? Did you work while you were in college? Did you have work study? What did you do with your summers? Was your summers a way to work to make more money for college or just work in order to live and have spending money for the summer? Or did your parents pay for college? And did you just go home over the summers? What about when you went to medical school? Was the cost of the medical school a factor when you chose where to go? What kind of conversation did you have with your parents when it came to paying for medical school? When you started medical school, how much did you think you would make once you were done with your medical training? Was it $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million? What did you think about the debt you had to take out for medical school? If any, did you not have to take out debt for medical school? What have been the best purchases of your life? What purchases do you still look back on and you're so happy that you made those purchases? What purchases or money did you spend that you regret looking back on it now? What kind of things do you splurge spending money on? How do you feel about those splurges later? Now think about how much your parents make and what were you expecting to make as an adult when you were a kid? And what is your thought about the right amount of money and then how much money you believe your parents had and how much they actually had? Remember, the reason you're in the place you are now are from your thoughts about money. Some of you will think making $300,000 a year is not a lot of money, and you would feel stressed if you made that amount of money. Others of you will think like, wow, if I could only make $300,000 a year, that would be fantastic. When you think about the future, how much money do you want to have? How much money do you think you will earn over your lifetime? Do you want to leave money to your children? Do you want to create a legacy with money after you're gone? After doing all this thinking, what patterns have you noticed in your thoughts about money? Are your thoughts about money generally centered around scarcity or around abundance? Do you like your thoughts about money or do you want to change them? If you continue your current thoughts on money, what future do you envision for yourself? What I want to offer to you is that money is a tool and it takes the shape of whatever hand holds it. If you're a good person, then what is all the good that you could do if you had a lot of money? This is why I believe we all deserve to be rich, because I think in general, people who become physicians are generally good people. Now, sure, there are probably some physicians who aren't great, and we do hear about those, but I think in general, that's the very few. And that's why I want to help you make as much money as you believe you can. But it's really about what you believe. It's like that quote. Whether you think you can or can't, you're right. So I know this episode was pretty different from what you hear from a lot of podcasts, but I hope it gives you the opportunity to really reflect on your money beliefs. Because the first step in growing your wealthy mindset is looking at your current money beliefs so that you can start to see what you like and what you want to keep and what you want to change in order to have a more wealthy mindset. Remember, you can make as much money as you really believe you can, but you really got to believe it. And I'd like to help you grow that wealthy mindset. Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and let me know by leaving a review. It really helps get the word out. And now the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial professional, and this show is really just for your education as well as your entertainment. I'm also a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please consult your own physician. Thank you.